Blog Talk Radio.
Well, I definitely want to say thank you, my dear friend. You know, I call you the Black Prince of Preachers. And I think it's a well-befitting name for you. You know, you are a very articulate and demonstrative person when you preach this gospel. And you do it all from a point of royalty, because that's who you are. You are a part of a royal priesthood, and I recognize your priesthood. And I say my...
Black Prince is in the building. I mean, you know what this is, right? What is it?
Yo.
Anointed Truth.
I'm doing this one for the bishop, though.
His ministry, wine, what up?
We gonna let it live on, you feel me?
For real,
yeah, winning for life, baby.
We
ain't never stop winning. And we ain't gonna stop winning.
Right.
You feel me?
That's
how I live my life.
Let's do it.
Win some, lose some. Nah, I'm just playing with it.
Someone pass the dictionary.
I don't know the definition. Lose.
Say what?
All I know is that I'm feeling loose. Alexis told me that we winning. We winning.
Y'all acting like y'all really get it.
You get it? Y'all really need to quit pretending. They acting. And did I forget to mention?
Yeah.
What?
Alexis told me that we winning.
Shining on these boys, but ain't no diamonds in my bezel. Riding down black sheep, that mean I'm on another level. They tell me I'm too clever when I twist these words together. These haters digging up dirt, but they ain't even got a shovel. I'm still a boss. Ain't nothing changed but the mission.
God gave me the word through the spirit.
Now pay attention.
I feed it and make you listen.
My lyrics single, you fast.
And you don't forget your mission. Alexis told me we winning.
We winning.
These rappers talking down. These preachers whispering. They say I'm doing too much. Here we go again. Rather get that money and let your people live in sin.
They say sense to me and confiscate my pad and pen.
Y'all some hypocrites.
I'm really living this. Take it
to the crowd.
It's like we own a trip. And I ain't trying to fly. See, it's all a gift. I'm a child of the Most High. That come with drill. You call it perks, I call it benefits. If you don't know about His grace, then you ain't feeling this. But if you ever felt His love, you gon' be bumping this.
For sure.
Jump out of this, rewind this, hit and ride of this. How you take a shot, point blank range, and still miss. No, you ain't on my level, but still trying to miss.
For real.
I try to talk and time's come to show you. We in the lead, winning like the race over.
I'm gon'
win some, lose some. Nah, I'm just playing with you.
Someone pass the dictionary.
I don't know the definition. Lose.
Hey, Google that for me.
All I know is that I'm feeling loose.
Alexis told me that we winning.
L-U-S-E?
Y'all acting like y'all really get it.
L-O-O-S-E?
But y'all really need to quit pretending.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
L-O-S-E.
What?
What you forgot?
Alexis told me that we
were
going to lose some.
No,
I'm just playing with you. Someone got a dictionary.
I don't know the definition.
That's in the L, right?
All I know is that I'm feeling loose.
Let me feel like I'm right in the L.
Alexis told me that we win it.
Yeah.
Look at y'all acting like y'all really get it. But y'all really need to
understand. I don't even understand these words.
Hey, Alexa.
And did I forget to mention?
Come on,
Alexis told me that we win.
I'm gonna
say your word for
it. Alexis told me that we win. Alexis told me that we win.
Alexis
told me that we win.
I'm gonna say your word for it. We win.
We have too much sweat on this track,
like the Floyd Mayweather gospel.
What?
You get that on the way home.
I got it. And tonight, I just wanted to share with you a few things. This has been your dear friend, loving you the best way I know how. The best way I know how. I beat the drum in this village, and I have to beat it one more time We are winning because of what Jesus Christ has done for us for Mount Calvary. He has donated his victory to you and me. You cannot pour mouth this gospel any longer. And my dear friend, Black Prince of Preachers, if you're still close to the line, I want to turn it back over to you right now. And thank you very much for your participation tonight.
Amen.
You are practicing the doctrine. Okay.
Yes.
Are you here to seek? God. I'm going to shield it right now. I come against any wicked spirit, any demonic spirit that might try to attack your people as they leave out of here, oh God. Refresh, oh God. I'm coming against it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I'm going to shield. Hallelujah. Yeah. Lord, I'm going to shield. And Lord, we just thank you that your will be done in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen. That might be, praise God, hallelujah. Amen. Listening on the radio, not to offend anybody, to keep from offending anyone. Praise God, hallelujah. We water down, hallelujah, the word of God. Amen. Praise God. And we allow any and everything in the church. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. We allow any and everything in the church. Praise God. We have, amen, no filter anymore. Hallelujah. Any and everything is allowed. Praise God, because we want prestige. We want ratings. We want notoriety. Hallelujah. We want all of these things. Praise God. Therefore, we pollute the word of God. Hallelujah. We dilute it and we pollute it. Praise God. And therefore, people are not being healed. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. So therefore, we coined the term uncensored. Praise God. Meaning we are not, hallelujah, going to dilute the word of God. Praise God on tonight. So we thank God for each and every person who has called in. Praise God. Hallelujah. Everybody who has tuned in, everybody who is listening in. Hallelujah. On Blog Talk Radio, everybody out there on Facebook Live, we thank God for each and every last one of you on tonight. Praise God. Let's go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you once again for allowing us to come together and congregate in your name on tonight. Lord, we ask that your spirit just move in a mighty way on tonight. We ask that you have your way. Hallelujah. Let us all be seated so that you can stand up on tonight. Open up our hearts, our minds, and our ears so that we can receive what the Spirit is saying to the church on this evening. And Lord, we thank you, we praise you, and we magnify your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah and amen. Praise God. Once again, hallelujah. If you're just calling in, just tuning in, hallelujah. Amen. This is the Anointed Truth of Christ Worldwide and Uncensored. This is our Sunday night service. Praise God. We call it Sunday night heat because we are on fire for the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. We are on fire. Hallelujah. For that word. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because the word is the only thing that we can stand on. The word of God is the only thing that is true. The Bible tells us, hallelujah, that the word of God is the only thing that will never come back. Hallelujah. Void. Praise God. Hallelujah. The word of God, hallelujah, will never come back void. Your word or my word may come back void. I may promise you something. Hallelujah. I may change my mind. My circumstances might change. Hallelujah. Anything can happen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And whatever I promised you may not come to pass. You can't stand on my word. Praise God. Hallelujah. But if God, amen, has a provision for you, hallelujah. If he has a provision for you, you can stand on his word that if it didn't come through me, it's going to come through somebody else. Hallelujah. So you don't stand on what I say. Hallelujah. Praise God. You stand on what the word of God, amen, says. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. 1 second. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah on tonight. For those of you that have your Bibles, amen, praise God. If you want to follow along, we're going to jump right into the word. Hallelujah. If you want to follow along with the word on tonight, we're going to be coming out of the book of Matthew. Hallelujah. Chapter 15. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we're going to be starting at verse 22. That's Matthew chapter 15. Hallelujah. Verse, hallelujah, 22. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. And we're going to be talking about, amen, Hallelujah. Amen. Understanding who you are in God. Praise God. Understanding your identity. Praise God. Hallelujah. And not letting people. Don't use this as a title. I'm elaborating. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Not letting people define who you are. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm going to say that again. Understanding who you are in God and not allowing people to define who you are. Praise God. Hallelujah. So as we go to Matthew chapter 15, starting at verse 22, it reads, and this is a familiar passage of scripture, hallelujah, and behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, thy son of David, my daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. But he answered her not a word, and his disciples came and besought him, saying, send her away, for she crieth after us. Praise God. Hallelujah. I want to stop right there. I want to explain to you the situation that's going on. Hallelujah. Jesus just got through. Hallelujah. Amen. Telling a parable. Hallelujah. Amen. Explaining the parable and all this, you know, how preaching been going on. And now he walking, you know, he traveling. And this woman comes to him, a woman that's not a Jew. Let me put it in today's term. A woman comes up to him that is not a church-going woman. Hallelujah. Amen. She is not in a religious circuit. She's not known to be a church member. Hallelujah. And everything about her pedigree, everything about her bloodline, hallelujah, says that she's a sinner, a heathen. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. So this is a woman, amen, that is not of the house of Israel. She's not a woman that goes to church. Hallelujah. Amen. She's not a woman that goes and worships, but she comes unto the man of God. She comes unto Jesus, beseeching him, meaning, amen, begging him. Hallelujah. Amen. To have, first of all, to have mercy. Praise God. Oh Lord, thy son of David. Praise God. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. Now, I want you to understand that. I want you to see how she addressed him. She said, she addressed him saying, have mercy on me, O Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. So first and foremost, she recognized who he is. Hallelujah. Praise God. In comparison to her, he is her Lord. Praise God, hallelujah. Not oh Lord of Israel. Praise God, hallelujah. She said, have mercy on me, O Lord. First of all, she took ownership of him being her Lord. Praise God, amen. Even though she wasn't a church-going woman. Praise God, hallelujah. And this is what happens a lot of times. A lot of times, amen, you got to look at it in today's, how it happens today, because Jesus isn't here in the physical sense with us, praise God, hallelujah, but he's here in the spiritual, hallelujah, sense with us, praise God, and we, the men and women of God who have chosen to answer the call to preach his gospel, hallelujah, are walking with him, praise God, amen, in the spirit, and people are crying out, hallelujah, to Christ. They're crying out to Jesus. They're crying out to God, but they're crying out to God through us. Praise God. Hallelujah. I have to touch on this for a second. Praise God, because some of us need to understand, hallelujah, that you, I got to say it the way the Lord told me to say it, you're not that likable. Hallelujah. You don't have that much influence. Praise God. Amen. You don't have that kind of connections. Praise God. In other words, you don't have what it takes to heal the situation in these people's lives. Praise God. Hallelujah. But look what the disciples said in verse 23. It says, and the disciples came and besought him, begging him. They were begging him, saying, send her away, for she crieth after us. Praise God. And us as men and women of God, this is how we feel. My phone won't stop ringing. People won't stop inboxing me. They won't stop knocking on my door. They won't, hallelujah, stop calling me. Hallelujah, Lord. Y'all have prayed this prayer. I ain't the only one, Lord. These people are getting on my nerves. Hallelujah. Could you just send them away? Praise God. Hallelujah. They're getting on your nerves, but you got to understand, hallelujah, according to this scripture, according to this text, they're not after you. They're not after us. They're after Jesus. Hallelujah, because you don't have what it takes to fix their problem. Hallelujah. Praise God. Like, for instance, my profession right now at the current time is I'm a manager at a KFC. Praise God. I sell chicken. Hallelujah. So when people come to me for prayer, they're not coming to me because I don't have what it takes to answer their prayers. Praise God. They're really coming to Jesus through me. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So them coming to me, if they wanted something from me, the only thing I could do is sell them some chicken. Praise God. Maybe I can write them a rap song or something. Hallelujah. Amen. But as far as healing their broken bones and they broken hearts, amen, and healing they low self-esteem and they depression problems, I am not equipped nor am I qualified, hallelujah, to do any of these things. So for me to say, Lord, you need to send these people away because they cry after me. Hallelujah. They crying after elder. They crying after the pastor. They crying after the deacons. They not crying after us. Praise God. They're crying after Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. So the Lord gave me a series on this identity thing. The first thing you got to first thing you have to learn about your identity is, hallelujah, you are a gateway, praise God, to Jesus. Praise God. A lot of people don't understand that the veil's been ripped from the top to the bottom. A lot of people don't understand that he dwelt among us so he could have fellowship among us. Some people are still under the old covenant and don't know that, that to get to, they don't have to go through you to get to Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. A lot of people are still ignorant to that fact. Hallelujah. Praise God. So the people that are ignorant to that fact are coming to you to get to Jesus. Hallelujah. And in turn, praise God, you trust me. You ain't got to come to me. How you can pray for yourself. You can do this for yourself. But you haven't sat down and explained to them how. Praise God. Hallelujah. Instead, you crying out to Jesus, Lord, send them away. I done told them they can pray for themselves. Now, I preached about it from the pulpit. You can pray for yourself. Hallelujah, praise God, amen. But you haven't fully explained to them that the covenant has changed. Hallelujah, now we are all members of the high priest, hallelujah. Amen, we are all high priests under Jesus. Praise God, we all have access to the throne through Jesus. Hallelujah, but for those that don't know, you have to understand that they are coming to you, hallelujah, to get to Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. But the disciples had an attitude, you got to send her away because she's crying after us. Hallelujah. And the Lord wants you to understand that ain't nobody crying after you. Hallelujah. He don't want to hurt your feelings or make you feel any less than what you are. Hallelujah. But understand you do not have the capabilities to do what God can do for them in their lives. But they know that you have access to God. They know you have that connection to God. Hallelujah, amen. So they want to come to you to get to that connection. Hallelujah. It's almost like, let me break it down for some of y'all that understand street lingo. It's almost like you're trying to get a connect. You don't know how to get to the dope man yourself. Some of y'all been there. Praise God. Some of y'all still there. You don't know how to get to the dope man yourself. Hallelujah. But you know somebody who knows somebody. Hallelujah. And you get that somebody to introduce you to the man God. Hallelujah. That's basically what you are doing for God. When they come to you, they try to get the plug to that word, the plug to that salvation. Hallelujah. Amen. The plug to that deliverance, that plug to that peace of mind. That's the plug they're trying to get to. And all you are is the middleman. All you're doing is making an introduction. Jesus, I want you to meet Sister So-and-so. Sister So-and-so, this is Jesus. And then you step back. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. The Lord say the problem is, watch this. He say some of us, amen, want a commission like in the world. You want a commission. You want a middleman hookup fee. Lord, have mercy. And then some of us, God says, amen, we don't want to take them to Jesus because we like people having to come to us. Oh, Lord. Hallelujah. Some of us like being God. We don't want to introduce them to the plug. Lord, have mercy. Because see, when you introduce them to the plug, to the main source, when you introduce them, hallelujah, then they get the real prices. You don't get the charge. Oh, Lord, hallelujah. You don't get the charge what you was charging because you know you was charging too much. You know you was getting your extra cut off the top. Hallelujah. You know you was pissing out the sack. You know what you was doing. Praise God. And some of us are doing that with the word. We charging prices that God ain't charging. My God. Hallelujah. So first you gotta understand you ain't God, so ain't nobody after you. Hallelujah. Even them little fast women that the Lord says chasing you think chasing after you, they ain't chasing after you. Hallelujah, praise God. There's an emptiness that they feel on the inside, and they see that you have, they may not understand it, so they may be trying to sleep with you, and you think you're just so sexy and fine and so cute and all this other stuff. That ain't it. They know that you have something, and they don't know how to get to it. Hallelujah, and what the enemy has done is perverted. Hallelujah, that the plug that you have for Christ in you, and got you thinking these women just love you. You think these men just, hallelujah, think you just that cute all of a sudden. Praise God, you just got cute overnight. All of a sudden, you just got tall, dark, and handsome. No, you still short and fat. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen, you still not a 36, 22, 36. You still not there. Praise God, hallelujah. But what they are seeing, amen, is something they're trying to get to, and they don't know how to get to it. And what you are supposed to do is tell them, hey, hold up, that's not what you're seeing in me. That's not lust. Hallelujah, praise God. That's not love. That's not an attraction to me that you're seeing. What you're seeing is the light of God shining within me. Hallelujah. And my job, my mission is to connect you so that same light, hallelujah, can shine in you. And I can bind and rebuke that spirit that's telling you that it's lust. I can bind and rebuke that spirit, hallelujah, that's telling you, amen, that it's love, that I'm just so sexy, that my eyes are just so brown. And hallelujah, amen, praise God. And my speech is just so eloquently, and she's just so fine. Hallelujah, that is the enemy polluting what God is trying to do. And what God is trying to do is get you to be a gateway, hallelujah, to get to him. He wants you to be the middleman to get to the real plug. Hallelujah. Praise God. Watch this, verse 24. But he answered and said, I am not sent here. Hallelujah. I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of Israel. And she came and worshiped him, saying, Lord, help me. Praise God. But he answered and said, it is not meet to take the children's bread and cast it to the dogs. Praise God. Hallelujah. It is not meet. It's not right. Hallelujah, to give what belongs to the children, hallelujah, to the dogs. Now somebody might read this scripture and think that Jesus is insulting this woman because of her lack of religion. Hallelujah, amen, because of where she came from, because she's a Canaanite woman. Hallelujah. So some might say Jesus is insulting this woman, but really this is what's going on. Let me break it down to you. What's going on is, hallelujah, for generations now the Jews have referred to the Canaanites as dogs. Hallelujah. Telling them that they have no place in the kingdom of God and none of the rewards and none of the grace and mercy that God has to offer to the Jews, the chosen people, the Hebrews. None of that is eligible for them to receive. None of that. They some dogs. Hallelujah. So this, now watch this. This is what the Canaanite people have been told by the children of God for generations, that they're dogs. Praise God, hallelujah. So the identity of the Canaanites has been distorted, not by the enemy, but by the church. Hallelujah, by the children of God. The God's chosen people have told other people they are dogs. Praise God, hallelujah. But I want you to see something. This woman, he is not... Hallelujah, amen. Jesus is not insulting this woman. What Jesus is in fact doing, hallelujah, is testing this woman to see if she knows her identity. Praise God. If she really knows who she is. Hallelujah. Praise God. Watch this. In verse 27, and she said, "Truth, Lord." Hallelujah. Truth, Lord. I got to stop that. It's a colon. Hallelujah. Praise God. I got to stop that. Because, hallelujah, amen. She said, you're telling the truth. Everything that the Jews say about us is true. Praise God. All of the voodoo and the adultery and the fornication and the idol worshiping and all that other stuff. All that stuff is true. Hallelujah, praise God. You speak the truth. Hallelujah, amen. Because if you think about it, when you compare the children to the dogs do some stuff that the children don't do. Hallelujah, the dogs chew up in your shoes. The dogs might throw up and then eat their own vomit. Praise God, the dogs will drink out the toilet. The dogs eat on the floor. They don't eat on the table like we do. Praise God, hallelujah. So I do some things, hallelujah, amen, that your children don't do. That's the truth, hallelujah. But she still called him Lord. She still, even though, okay, that's the truth, but I'm still taking ownership that you are still my Lord. You are still my God. Hallelujah. Watch what she says. Amen. Immediately after that, she says, yet the dog. Eat from the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Praise God. And a lot of people miss this. In order for me to eat the crumbs that fall from your table, I have to be in your house. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm going to say that again. Hallelujah. In order for me to eat the crumbs which fall from your table, I have to be in your house. Hallelujah, amen. In other words, you are still my Lord. Regardless if I walk on all fours, if I walk on 2 feet, praise God, hallelujah, you are still my God, and I am still, hallelujah, your responsibility. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. This amen, shows, see, let me show you something. Jesus was never impressed by your ability not to sin. You never walked around, you never seen him walk around saying, good job not sinning. I'm so glad you done got the top 10 down. You got it down. Praise God. That's what I like to see. Nobody sinning. I like to see, hallelujah. You notice, you ever notice Jesus was impressed? As a matter of fact, the Bible says he marveled, hallelujah, over people who were sinners that had faith. Hallelujah. I'm going to say that again. Jesus was impressed. The Bible says
that he marvels over sinners, hallelujah, who had faith. He looked beyond their faults, Lord, have mercy, and he saw their faith. Hallelujah. Remember the centurion soldier? For those of you that don't know the story, the centurion soldier was the leader of a Roman army, a Roman brigade, so to speak. He was the commander of 100 soldiers. Praise God. He was a murderer. He would cut your head off. He would nail you to a cross and crucify you. Hallelujah. Or if he didn't do it himself, he would order somebody to do it. Praise God. But this centurion soldier came to Jesus and said, my servant, you're not, watch this. This shows you can't always judge people by what they do or who they work for. Hallelujah, praise God. Because the heart of this centurion soldier, which is supposed to be a heartless person, amen, a cruel and an evil person, came to Jesus not for himself but for his servant, somebody who was employed by him and wanted him to be healed. Hallelujah, praise God, because he was vexed with an illness. Amen. And Jesus, amen, healed him because the man said, hallelujah, I'm not worthy for you to come to my house. You know what? The kind of things that go on in my house, hallelujah, Jesus, you don't need to be there. I don't even got time, hallelujah, to hide nothing. Y'all know how y'all do when the pastor's knock on the door, how you hide stuff. Praise God, how you put the bottle of wine, hallelujah, back in the freezer, amen. You throw the weed tray under the couch. You know how you do when the pastor knock on the door or the church people or the rich man knock on. You know what you do. Hallelujah, when the police knock on the door, you know. Hallelujah, amen. I ain't got time to do all that. I got enough faith to know that if you just send your word, if you just speak it, hallelujah, that it's going to come to pass. Praise God. And that's exactly what Jesus did. He spoke it. It came to pass. Praise God. But it happened. Jesus did it because the man believed it. The Bible says he marveled at his faith. And he said, I haven't seen this much faith in all of Israel. Hallelujah. This sinner got more faith than y'all got. Hallelujah. The world got more faith in God than the people in the church. Hallelujah. And God say, watch this. God say he can prove it. Watch this. You take a sinner that's not in church, and you take somebody that's in church, and you put them in the same financial situation. Hallelujah. The person that's in church, amen, is going to do everything they can to make it right themselves before they come to the altar. The person that's in the world is going to come straight to the altar. You talk about them. Oh, you don't come to church till times get hard. You don't come to church till you in a bind. Hallelujah. You can't. You don't come to church till you ain't got a shirt on your back or a pot to pee in or a window to throw out. That's when you come to God. Hallelujah. When you ain't got nothing, then you want to come, amen, and get God. They got faith. They say, you know what? God will heal me. Hallelujah. Even though I've been out here sinning, doing what I want to do, I done got myself in a bind, but I know God's going to heal me. God's going to take me up out this situation. Praise God. But the same person in church, amen, gets in that same financial situation, and they will go bankrupt trying to fix it, hallelujah, themselves before they go to the altar and pray about it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So that then the question comes, who really has the faith? Somebody, how could you not have the faith in you in church every Sunday? Hallelujah. Praise God. How could you not have the faith after everything that God has done for you? No wonder God has to keep repeating himself in the Old Testament. I am the Lord God of Israel who delivered you from the hands of Pharaoh. I am the Lord God of Israel, hallelujah, that delivered you across the Red Sea. I am the Lord God of Israel that led you across the wilderness. Why you keep repeating yourself, Lord? Because they keep forgetting. Hallelujah, their faith is so weak that I can do it for them today and tomorrow they'll be crying. Lord, we don't want no more manna. We need some meat. Then I give them some meat. They ain't happy with the meat. They ain't happy with the quail, even though it's a delicacy today. They didn't like it back then. They didn't want that. I don't know what they wanted. They wanted some lamb. Maybe they wanted to cook the lamb they had. I don't know. Hallelujah, but they wasn't satisfied with what God was giving them. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now watch this. In verse 28, it says, then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. I got to stop again. There's another one of them semicolon things. Hallelujah. That means it's almost a sentence. I mean, it's almost a period. I don't get it. But it's almost a period. So I got to stop and elaborate that he was impressed by this woman's faith. Hallelujah. He was impressed by her faith. He was not displeased with her faults. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm going to say that again. He was impressed by her faith. He was not displeased by her faults. He didn't sit there and give her a lecture. Praise God. Some of us hate going to the preacher. Hallelujah. Some of us hate coming to the church. Hallelujah. Because these church people want to give you a sermon. You're not even a preacher, but you, oh, Lord, have mercy. You got a whole sermon. Praise God. Hallelujah. God, Jesus didn't lecture nobody about their sins. Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus was impressed with people about their faith. Hallelujah. Praise God. Especially these people of faith because they were ignorant to the word of God. These people did not go to the synagogue. These people did not, amen, hang around Jews. They hung around Gentiles. They did Gentile-ish things, but yet they had faith. So why would I preach to you about your sin when you don't know no better? Some of us preach to people that don't know no better. This is how they was raised. They ain't even trying to get saved yet. So why is you preaching to them right now? First you gotta introduce them to Jesus first. Hallelujah. You didn't get yourself right until you met Jesus. Hallelujah. Don't sit there and act like somebody walked up and gave you a speech and you got yourself together. Praise God. Hallelujah. People gave you 25, 30 speeches, but it wasn't until you actually had that personal experience with Jesus till you got yourself right. And you didn't even get yourself right. He did it. You didn't even know he did it until situations came up and you ain't react to them. Hallelujah. You ain't know you were saved till that girl tried to give you her number and you didn't take it. You didn't know. Hallelujah. Praise God. You didn't know you were saved until that dude. You know you've been looking at that dude for a while. But all of a sudden that day he just was not, it wasn't clicking that day. It wasn't gonna happen. Hallelujah, praise God. You didn't even know God had changed you. Amen. So that girl looked at you and rolled her eyes, and you ain't slapped her back, hallelujah, like you would have back in the day. You ain't even know. Praise God, hallelujah. Yet you think your words are just so powerful that you can drill it into somebody. See, even God said, when I give you a word, just tell them. Hallelujah. They gonna fight you. This is exactly what he told Jeremiah. They gonna fight you. Hallelujah. They're going to fight you. Hallelujah. But you're going to prevail. This is the problem. You don't want to take a licking. Hallelujah. You don't want to get hit. See, when you're in a fight, you're going to get hit. Now, come on now. Praise God. You're going to take a few punches, but you got to believe what God said that you're going to win. If you believe you're going to win, it shouldn't be nothing for you to take a couple of licks. Praise God. Hallelujah. If they told you, if you fought one of these boxers out here, amen, and all you had to do was survive the fight, and they give you $1 million, praise God, you're going to hop in that ring and you're going to take a couple licks right quick. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, Jesus is telling you the same thing. The fight is fixed. Remember that song, that gospel song? The fight is fixed. You already going to win. It's already been written. I keep trying to tell y'all story. It ain't being made up as it goes along. Hallelujah. Praise God. This is the thing. This is the definite thing. Hallelujah. This is my revelation from God. Hallelujah. This is the definite thing about your life. The beginning and the end has already been written. It was written when you was born. It's written how you're going to go. Hallelujah, praise God. And the only thing that matters is how you get there. And you may make some decisions that detour you and take you the wrong way along the way. But see, he's already written the end. Hallelujah. So no matter what decision you make, it's all going to end, come to an expected. That's what the Bible says. An expected end, meaning God knew it was going to happen. Hallelujah. God knew it was going to happen. So you ought to be glad that God already, I don't know what's going to happen. Praise God. Amen. I done had dreams. I done had visions. But in my flesh, so to speak, in my human way of thinking, I don't know. I know in my spirit, but in my mind, you really don't know. Hallelujah. Praise God. But to know that God knows. So you ain't got to know how it's going to end. Long as you know God knows. And he says, I know the thoughts I have for you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thoughts to prosper you. Thoughts to lift you up. Thoughts to make you better. Thoughts to increase you. Thoughts of promotion. Hallelujah. Praise God. Those are the thoughts that God has for us. Hallelujah. Amen. So you got to know that the expected end, the end that God expects to happen is a good one. Hallelujah. So even when you don't see the end, hallelujah, you got to know God knows the end. Watch this. Whenever you read a book, hallelujah, even the books that have good endings, even the movies that have good endings, the TV series y'all been watching, y'all done watched 6-7 years of the same show. Praise God. And we watching the main characters. Pardon me. We watching the main characters, hallelujah, go through hell and high water. They've been accused of crimes. Hallelujah. People done broke up with them, broke their heart. People done tried to kill them. Hallelujah. But then 7 years later when the show ends, it ends on a good note. Hallelujah. Praise God. You got to see your life like that. Throughout your life, you're going to go through some ups and downs. Hallelujah. Praise God. Jesus said it like this. It's impossible to believe that offenses will come. You're going to be offended. And it's going to be some things that's going to happen in your life you ain't going to like. But you also have to put that scripture and put it with one of Paul's and say, all things are working together for my good because I am called to his purpose for those that he predestined. Predestined, meaning your destiny has already been laid out. You got to believe that. Praise God. That's the peace. Hallelujah. Somebody want to know how do I get that peace? That peace that surpasses all understanding, because it surpasses understanding because I don't understand what's going on right now. Hallelujah. You just got faith. Lord, have mercy. See, that's the thing. That's the thing God wants us to get. You ain't got to understand what's going on right now. Paul said like this. Paul said, I'm reaching for those things which are before me. I'm forgetting those things which are behind me. But as for now, I comprehend if not. As for right now, I don't understand it. But I know that there's an expected future. I'm not worried about my past. That's what he's saying. I'm not worried about my past. I'm really trying to forget the horrible things I did in my past. And I'm reaching for the prosperous, hallelujah, and glorious future that God has for me. Right now, I don't know how I'm going to get there. Hallelujah. But I'm going to stay the course because I know it's coming to an expected end because he has predestined me. Hallelujah. That's the peace to know that no matter what's going on right now, even if I don't understand why my kids are acting like this, I don't understand why my wife's acting like that, I don't understand why my husband's staying out late, I don't understand why the people at church acting like this, I don't understand why the people at work doing it, I don't understand it, but I know that there's an expected end. It doesn't look like it. Hallelujah. It's not supposed to make any sense. That's what we don't get. We want it to make sense. If it makes sense, I can understand it, and then I can see how this is going to turn to that, and that's going to turn. Look at the things that you've been through in your life. Praise God. Hallelujah. It didn't make sense at the time that you would be where you are now because of that. Hallelujah. And everybody that hit me talking right now, you know what event I'm talking about in your life. You didn't think that that event would make you who you are today. Hallelujah. You didn't see it at the time. At the time, you saw it as a burden. Hallelujah. You saw it as something that was hurting you, bringing you down, destroying you. But remember, God said, I got to tear you down. Hallelujah. Before I build you back up. Hallelujah. Praise God. So in that process of tearing you down, I was actually making you better than you were before, because I got to tear you down, because I got to lay you a new foundation. Praise God. Hallelujah. So I have to tear you down, but when I build you back up, the foundation is going to be so strong that no wind can come and blow, no hurricane, no tornado, hallelujah, can come and knock you down. Hallelujah. And Jesus uses those references when it comes to, amen, building and the winds coming, because in the Bible, the devil is known as the prince of the air. He's responsible for the storms on the lake, because how can a hurricane form on the lake? Hallelujah. Amen. We be watching them in the Gulf of Mexico form in a big body of water. How can it form on a lake unless there's some kind of spiritual madness going on, spiritual wickedness going on, and the devil is doing it? Praise God. But he says whatever storms the devil brings into your life on your lake, hallelujah, praise God, when it comes upon your shore, if you have allowed me to tear you down and dig down to the foundation, praise God, hallelujah, and then build you back up, that no storm the devil can bring to you can harm you. Nothing will be able to knock you down. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. So when we get back to the text, Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole that very hour. Praise God. Hallelujah. That very hour, because of her faith. Not, hallelujah, because she was perfect, because she was for. I believe Jesus healed a lot of Jews, but I don't believe that's documented. I don't believe that's documented, because God wants us to see that it ain't about you doing your rituals and your religious activities. It ain't about the fact that you serve on the usher board and on the deacon board and you in the choir. It ain't about all those works that you do. Hallelujah, because if the stories would have been, if we would have put all Jewish stories in the Bible, Jesus healed all these Jews, they'd be like, well, they did the works. Hallelujah, they was always in the synagogue. They always obeyed the Sabbath. Hallelujah, they always fasted. Hallelujah, they always did what they were supposed to do. That's why God healed them. So instead of documenting those people, God documented people, amen, that didn't even go to church. Hallelujah. Didn't even know what the church was. Hallelujah. People that worshiped idols. Sinners. People we were right off. He healed them not because they were good, but because they had faith. Hallelujah. Praise God. See, a child of God is not just a person who goes to church. Hallelujah. Amen. A person that does all the religious rituals. Hallelujah. Or even a person that's been born into a religious family. Hallelujah. A child of God is a person who has faith in what God can do. Praise God. Hallelujah. And watch this. Hallelujah. I'm getting ready to close, but I want you to watch this. You can't judge somebody, amen, because of their bloodline. Let me put it another way. You can't judge me because of where I came from, because I came from Canaan. Hallelujah. You can't judge me because I came from Canaan. Hallelujah. Because I'm a Canaanite. Hallelujah. Praise God. So you just like, we're talking about early, this is early racism if you ask me. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because of where I come from. Hallelujah, you dislike me, you won't let me come to the synagogue, I can't come to the church, I can't worship, you won't even show me who God is, you won't even tell me because of where I came from, because of what my mama did. Hallelujah. Praise God. Racial inequality in the church. Hallelujah. Amen. And sometimes the racial lines are not, amen, they're parallel. Parallel, meaning amongst the same race. I'm black, you black, but you came from over there, and I come from over here. So I don't want to educate you about nothing. Because, hallelujah, I don't associate with you a blood, I'm a Crip. Hallelujah, you a rolling 60, I'm a whatever this is. Hallelujah, amen. So because we come from two different spots. I'm from this project, you from that project. I'm from this side of the tracks, you from that side of the, we both white, but I come from the suburbs and you come from the trailer park. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen, because we on different economic levels. Hallelujah. Praise God. So there's that parallel, amen, bigotry going on. And we won't even tell each other about Jesus. And I found one thing that breaks down the wall of race, the wall of bigotry, the wall of difference. The one thing that can break it all down is Jesus. Once we get to talking about Jesus, hallelujah, I forget you white, you forget I'm black, we forget they Asian, we forget they Hispanic, all that goes out the window when we start talking about God. Hallelujah. Why? Because if you recall, and I'm getting ready to close, if you recall when they crucified Jesus. Hallelujah. They didn't crucify him on the Roman land. Hallelujah. They didn't crucify Jesus. Hallelujah. In Jerusalem. Praise God. They didn't crucify him, amen, in a particular city. They crucified him in a place called Golgotha, called, hallelujah, the Mount of Skulls. They crucified him, praise God, in a place that was neutral. Oh, Lord. Meaning it didn't belong to anybody. Meaning I can't take claim to it. You can't take claim to it. Hallelujah. Amen. They crucified Jesus at a place where anybody could come, oh, Lord, to the cross and be a recipient. Hallelujah, amen, of his salvation. Become a recipient, hallelujah, of his deliverance. Hallelujah, become a recipient of his healing. Praise God, because they crucified him where anybody could get to him. Praise God, so the Jews can't claim him. Hallelujah, the world can't claim him. The rich can't claim them. The poor can't claim them. The white folks can't claim them. The brown skinned folks can't claim them. Hallelujah. We all, hallelujah, are now made heirs. Praise God to the throne of grace. We are now, hallelujah, all made heirs to his grace and mercy. We are all recipients of the blessings of God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. This is just part one of the identity thing, but I want you to understand you are in his house. I don't care where you came from, you are in his house. You may not do things the way I do things. Praise God. Hallelujah. And maybe, because, you know, even with dogs, they need some house training. Hallelujah. Praise God. I just said that because, you know, he compared them to the dogs. Hallelujah, that's what the Jews called a dog. But even understand, even if you call me a dog, I'm still in your house. Most likely, I still sleep in your bed. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen, I just need some training because I'm not used to this. Hallelujah, praise God. A lot of times we bring people in, but they don't know right from wrong. Hallelujah, they don't know this is not. All I know is I came to the altar, I got dipped. I'm supposed to be saved now. Hallelujah. Praise God. God's supposed to do everything else. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. But we don't tell them we got to get them into their Bible. Hallelujah. Praise God. We don't tell them about the secret to beating temptation.
Praise God. Hallelujah. We don't tell them about resisting the devil and he will flee. We don't tell them, amen, that you got to be armed and dangerous with these scriptures, just like Jesus was armed and dangerous when he was in the wilderness with these scriptures. We don't tell them that the scriptures tells us that God is faithful and will not allow us to be tempted above our measure. And with every temptation comes with a way of escape. It's a way to get out of everything, hallelujah, that the devil tries to throw our way. But with that lack of knowledge, without knowing that knowledge, they perish. Not necessarily go to hell, but they got to go through hell on earth because you didn't give them the knowledge. Hallelujah. Now they're going through hell with their wife because you forgot to tell them, you know, you cannot have, you're not Jacob. You can't have two wives. Girl, you ain't. Hallelujah. Praise God. You didn't do what you were supposed to do. Hallelujah. As a shepherd, praise God. Watch this. As a shepherd, it's your job to make sure the sheep stay in line. It's your job to make sure they all stay together on one accord, that they all going in the same direction. And if they go the other way, you got to be like David, and you got to go deliver that sheep from the mouth of the enemy. That's your job. Hallelujah, praise God. That's what you signed up for. I know you signed up for the fame and the notoriety. You wanted everybody to know you. You wanted to show everybody in school you was really somebody. Hallelujah, amen, praise God. But that what you signed up for is much deeper, hallelujah, than that. Hallelujah, it requires almost your undivided attention. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You signed up, praise God, to be a shepherd, amen, for God. You signed up to watch the sheep. You got promoted from a sheep, hallelujah, to the sheep dog, amen, to the shepherd. You got promoted. And now that you're in that position, it's your job to watch me to make sure I don't lead a herd. And if I do lead a herd, you got to come get me. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Are you not willing to go get that person? Hallelujah. Remember the story? I am trying to close. But do you remember the story? Hallelujah. Amen. Of the prophet. Hallelujah. Hosanna. Praise God. Amen. Hosea. Praise God. Amen. God commanded him to marry a harlot. A whore. Praise God. And every time she would run off, hallelujah, God would tell him to go get her. Hallelujah. Why? Because he had made him her shepherd, because she represented the house of Israel, and he represented God. So him as a shepherd, every time the sheep run off, I got to go get her. I can't be in my feelings. I can't be in my flesh and be a shepherd. I can't get mad at the sheep. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's like you get mad at the baby. You get mad at the baby. The baby don't know nothing. Like literally, the baby don't know nothing, and you get mad at the baby. Praise God. You get mad at the sheep. And coincidentally, the sheep are one of the most unintelligent animals on the planet. Hallelujah. They will wander off in a minute. God compares us to sheep. Hallelujah. Because you know you don't want, you'll wander off. You might find your way back. You thought you found your way back. But really God went and got that hook, that big stick with the hook on it, the shepherd's stick, and he grabbed you by the neck and he hooked you back into the flock. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because that's what he does. Hallelujah all tonight. So as I close, praise God, understand who you are in God. God is not basing your relationship with him or your kinship with him. He's not questioning if you're his child, hallelujah, about what you've done in your past, or by where you come from. Hallelujah, praise God. Even something you may be currently doing. He's not judging you. I'm talking to the people that ain't in church that don't know now. Hallelujah, praise God. Those with the lack of knowledge, amen. Those that are ignorant, amen, to the devices of the devil. He's not judging you, amen, and telling you you can't come in. Hallelujah, that you can't become a member of the body of Christ. Hallelujah. That's not what he's looking at. You want to know what God's looking at? He's looking at your faith. Praise God. He's looking at your faith. Your faith is what determines to him whether or not you believe that you are a child of God. Because if you got faith, then God can forgive you for who you are and what you've done, hallelujah, and what you're doing. If you believe, if you got that kind of faith, hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah. God say, I know that you're a child of God, and you know I forgave you for that. You know what you did. Each and every one of us know what we did. And we got faith to believe that God will forgive us for it, even though that person that we did it to ain't forgave us. But we got the faith to know that God forgave us. We got the faith to believe in the word that he has separated my sin as far from the east is from the west. We have the faith, hallelujah, to believe, to know, hallelujah, amen, that God has taken my sins and he has cast them into the sea of forgiveness, never to be remembered again. I have the faith. Right? I got to give you three scriptures. When I give you three, hallelujah, that makes it a doctrine. That's what the theologists say. So I'm going to give you one more to make it a doctrine. Hallelujah, amen, that God takes my sins and he puts them behind him. Hallelujah, praise God. And God is not a God that turns around. Hallelujah, he has forgotten your sins. He has put your sins, watch this, he's forgotten them. He's put them behind him and he separated you from them. Now all you got to do is have the faith to believe that this is what he has done. Hallelujah. Praise God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We thank you for your word on today. Hallelujah, that we need to have the faith in you that you have forgiven us, Lord, that you have made us your children. Hallelujah, through the death and resurrection of your son, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And Lord, we thank you right now, hallelujah, for being who you are, and that's God all by yourself, being able to forgive and forget. Hallelujah. But holding on to an attribute, Lord, that we wish to have, to be able to forgive, hallelujah, and to forget, to be able to take other people's discretions upon that they have done to us and cast them into the sea of forgiveness, Lord. Hallelujah. To have the faith of the size of a mustard seed, to uproot that tree of unforgiveness from our hearts and cast it into the sea of forgiveness, never to be remembered again, Lord. And we thank you on today. Hallelujah. And Lord, bless everybody that's in earshot of my voice on tonight to receive this message in their heart. Hallelujah. Receive it. Hallelujah. Of who we are. Hallelujah. Praise God. And what you have done to make us who we are. Praise God. That we don't have to do anything to become what you've already made us, except have faith. Hallelujah, in you and in your son Jesus. Lord, we thank you, we praise you, and we magnify you. In Jesus' name, amen, hallelujah, and amen. Praise God on tonight. We truly thank God for each and every person who is on the line, everybody who called in and tuned in on tonight. Hallelujah, amen. We the phone lines are dead out there. Praise God, but we thank God anyway. Amen. We thank God for each and every person out there on Facebook Live that is tuned in. Everybody who is listening in on Blog Talk Radio, we thank God for each and every one of you tonight. And we truly hope that the word has blessed you and has touched you in some way, shape, form, or fashion, and that you will leave this experience better than what you came, with a different mindset to know, hallelujah, that God is not holding over your head what you've done, hallelujah, or what you have done, or even who you are as a person as of now. Hallelujah, praise God. As long as you can understand, hallelujah, and have faith that he is God. Hallelujah, and allow him into your life, praise God, and allow him to change you and get into
a good Bible-based church, a church that's going to support you. I always say the world takes something that the church should have, like the AA meetings. People that are on drugs or alcohol and they're trying to quit, they get somebody that they call a sponsor. And whenever that person feels like they want to go take a drink, I'll go buy some crack or whatever the case may be, they call the sponsor and they say, look, man, I'm about to slip up. And the sponsor, amen, ministers to them and talks them through the situation. Praise God. Hallelujah. I believe that's something we should do in the church. Praise God. We should have a buddy program. Amen. You know, if you're married, the wife or your husband should be your buddy. Praise God. Hallelujah. Or if you're single, you should have a best buddy in the church that when something... when you feel like you're going to fall, hallelujah, you feel like, amen, you need some counseling or you need some words of wisdom or words of advice that you can call them and say, look, this is what I'm going through. Praise God. I need your help to get me through it. Hallelujah. Amen. Because I can lean on God's grace and I can go do what I want to do, but I know that it's wrong to do. Hallelujah. So I need you to help me talk me through what I'm going through. I wasn't even trying to make that rhyme, but praise God anyway. Hallelujah. Well, we just truly thank God for each and every person out there on tonight. Hallelujah. If you want to make Jesus the Lord and Savior of your life, praise God. We say it's very simple. All you got to do is say, Lord, I believe you died for my sins. I am in your house. You are my Lord and Savior, and I accept you as so. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. And we believe as soon as you accepted him, praise God, he accepted you. Praise God. You just got to have the faith to believe that he accepted you with all the way you are right now. Praise God. And you got to also have the faith to believe, hallelujah, that not just some people might say a year from now, 6 months from now. I want you to have the faith to believe that tomorrow night at this very time, something will have changed in you to where you are not the person you are right now. Praise God, because that's how powerful God is. Hallelujah. Praise God. The Bible says straightway people were healed. Immediately people were made whole, and I need you to have the faith in God that he is able to do so. Praise God. We thank God for each and every one of you once again for tuning in and joining us tonight. We will be back online. Hallelujah. This coming Thursday night for Thursday Night Thunder with the one and only Sister Valencia Scott. Praise God. The Lord has given her a movie ministry. Praise God. I call it the movie review ministry, where she takes a movie and breaks it down the way God broke it down to her. Hallelujah. Amen. And it's very insightful. So I invite y'all back on Thursday night. Praise God. And we're going to have a wonderful time in the Lord. Praise God. We're still working on getting new shows out there. If I can get my fleet schedule down, y'all, I'll get it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. But we're working on it. Praise God. We're working on a segment called Straight Talk. Hallelujah. With the elder. Praise God. Where it's going to be a little more relaxed, so to speak. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Maybe a little more uncensored. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. But we're working on it. Praise God. We're going to have those shows coming soon. Hallelujah. Amen. If the Lord say the same. Once again, I thank God for each and every one of you. We have truly had a blessed time in the Lord, and I just pray that the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with each and every last one of us till we all come back together again. On behalf of First Lady and myself, we love y'all. Everybody have a blessed night, and do not forget to say your prayers and just see what God can manifest in your life on tomorrow. Everybody have a blessed night, and we'll see y'all next time on the Anointed Truth of Christ Worldwide Uncensored. Y'all have a blessed one.